When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, and I'm not coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles today. Just moved to Pasadena, a bigger house with a backyard for the family, but this is still the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation. I show them how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. Now you can jumpstart your do-over and lay a solid foundation for a better life by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over. And you can get that for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. The three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over are going to put the legs under your table. They're going to lay the foundation for you to achieve. They will act as your traveling success coach, and they are yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, as you heard, I am no longer in downtown Los Angeles. I am coming to you live from Pasadena. I'm in an actual house. I'm out of the loft situation. I don't know what this is going to sound like as I'm actually sitting at a desk. I'm not piled up in the corner of my closet. So we've got regular room acoustics. Well, we'll see how this sounds, and if it sounds ridiculous, maybe I'll go climb back in the closet to do my recordings. But as of today, I am sitting down like a normal person at a desk, and I'm very, very excited about today's show. You know, I recently stumbled upon a few resources that are really making a difference in my life right now, and specifically, it's making a difference for my plans for 2012. And I wanted to share them with you today as they may have a similar difference, or they may make a similar difference in your 2012. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to discuss three different ways of how to become a millionaire and do it quickly. Yep, today is about get rich quick. And I'm pretty confident in assuming it's probably not what you're thinking. What you think get rich quick is probably not what we're going to talk about today. And I'm also pretty confident in assuming that you'll be pleased with this information. Or at the very least, your hope and your faith in your financial future will be dramatically increased, enhanced, strengthened, bolstered. It's just going to be a whole lot better. Now, as I've discovered in my do-over, the road to wealth, it has a shortcut. And unfortunately, the road to wealth and financial freedom is hidden from most of us. You know, it's likely going to continue to be unless we all start to open up our minds a little bit. If we start to believe in the possibility that there is a shortcut. I mean, just believe in the possibility. I'm just asking you to consider. I mean, this belief, it can be a tough one in the sense that most people have decades of conditioning on what it takes to create wealth. And although you might accept it on the surface, you might accept this consciously, that there's a shortcut, that there's an easier way, that there's a faster way. Those decades of conditioning have created a very strong subconscious belief that fights with and battles your conscious belief. But either way, you better believe it. There is a shortcut that we can achieve wealth and financial freedom in our youths rather than in our old and decrepit years. And if you're at an age where you think you've lost some time and you're concerned about how you can make it up or if you can make it up, this is going to be an amazing show for you because there is a shortcut. There is a way to make up for lost time. And there's no need to surrender to, this is just how life is. This is just how it's going to be. There's no need to settle for mediocrity. You can live a financially independent existence, retiring 3 to 4 to 5 decades earlier than most, and live a life that most cannot. This shortcut, it lives in most of our blind spots. I mean, it's cleverly camouflaged from our view for most of our lives, if not our entire lives, really. You see, instead of being led down this short and quick road, we're led down a slumbering and oftentimes paralyzing alternate path to mediocrity. And it's down this path, like a bunch of sheep, like us sheeples, we follow. We are taught to go to school. We are taught to get good grades. We are taught to graduate. We are taught to get a good job, to save 10%, to invest in the stock market and max out the 401k, slash the credit cards and clip coupons. And then somehow, when you're, say, 65 years old, you'll be wealthy. You'll be financially independent. You will then be rich. I mean, this is the life of get rich slow. Today, I want to discuss how to get rich quick. Now, I'm not speaking of getting rich tomorrow, okay? The only way you're going to be rich tomorrow is if you're rich right now. But if get rich slow takes 40 to 50 years, get rich quick can very conservatively exist inside of 10 years, if not sooner. More like 5 or even 3 years if you have some passion behind it and some commitment. But before we get into this, let me ask you, what do you think of when you first hear get rich quick? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? I mean, most people think something like too good to be true, right? Or they think, not me, I can't do that. Maybe someone else, but I can't do that. Or they think something much more harshly like scam. That's a word that oftentimes comes to people's mind when they hear get rich quick. You know, one doesn't have to look very far to find enough examples of which could easily lead them to believe get rich quick is impossible, that it's not possible for them, or it is a scam. I mean, most have been burned or lied to some extent in the context of get rich quick. So it's understandable if that's your first impression or if that's the first thought that comes to mind when you hear the term get rich quick. But what I want to draw your attention to is the same is true when it comes to get rich slow. The exact same thing. Most of us have been burned or lied to some extent of get rich slow, right? I mean, what has your 401k done in the last few years? The last decade? Or do you even have a 401k anymore? I mean, I know the Dow Jones is just about the same number today as it was 10 years ago. I mean, how are you going to get wealthy with that? What about that job? That job that's no longer yours, or that one that you thought, as you were taught, would be there for you forever. I mean, have you managed to save 10% of your income since you turned 21? I mean, because that's really what it would take, is saving 10%. You got to start right then, and you got to take it on with unbelievable discipline for that to work out. Or did one of life's unexpected occurrences cause you to dip into that savings? Maybe you were on the right track, but something happened and you had to dip into it. Or maybe something happened that wiped it out completely. I mean, how's that extreme couponing working for you? Is that leading you to a life of financial freedom? Is that creating wealth? Or is it just maintaining your mediocrity? I don't know where you are in your life right now. Each and every one of you know your situation much better than I do. Because what I mean by that is, there are a lot of variables involved for each one of you in answering these questions. Maybe your 401k did great, and it's continuing to do great. Maybe you have had the same job for 20 or 30 years. You're one of the lucky ones. I don't know. All that I'm trying to say is when it comes to too good to be true, or when it comes to scam, or when it comes to security, or when it comes to independence, there's very little difference in what most of us have experienced when it comes to get rich quick and get rich slow. I mean, there's an equal amount of falsities and truths in both. And if that's the case, would you not rather travel the quick road? I mean, why wouldn't you, if all things being equal? Why wouldn't you want to do it faster? Why do we choose the slow road when a quicker one exists? Or maybe you're at an age in your life where you don't have the option. You've got a lot of lost time to make up. You have to get rich quick. Okay? So how? How do you get rich quick? Well, of course, Matt, if someone taught me how to get rich quick, I would have chosen that path. But no one ever taught me. They only taught me the other way. You see, the significant difference between the two, it really exists in one's mindset. The first mindset, the mindset of the masses, is one of an accumulation mindset. That's get rich slow. The second mindset, the alternative, the mindset of the minority, is that of a residual mindset. That's get rich quick. The accumulation mindset, it takes a very long time to reach wealth and financial independence. I mean, if you ever reach it at all. I mean, you just work, 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 and you save, save, save. You work, 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 and you save, 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 not ever really knowing if you've saved enough or not. And the danger with that, the danger with the accumulation mindset, the get-rich-slow mindset, is that it takes 40 to 50 years to discover whether it's going to work for you or not. And if it doesn't work for you, then what? You can't try it again. Life ain't that long. Now you're forced to that get-rich-quick road, right? Now you've got to go figure it out. You don't have the time to do it any other way. You don't have a choice. You can't do over get rich slow. Now, if you operate from a residual mindset, a mindset that can produce wealth and financial independence in a few years and it doesn't work out, you still got some time to give it another go. You still got time to do over. Just knowing the difference between the two, just the sheer awareness of knowing the difference between the two, it gives you a huge advantage, or an unfair advantage, if you will, over the masses. I mean, the masses are simply doing what they've been told to do their entire lives. They were told by their parents, and they were told by their educational system. And if you were taught this, I mean, don't blame your parents. Don't blame the educational system. It's not their fault. They have been simply teaching you what they were taught to do themselves. And besides, I mean, what's done is done. The past is the past. So rather than focusing your energy on who to blame for your current situation, you now have an opportunity to focus your energy on a solution. How are you going to pull yourself out? And before you can solve the world's problems, or society's problems, or your country's problems, or your state's problems, or your city's problems, or your community's problems, or your family's problems, you'd be best served, and you will be serving others better as well, if you first solve your problems. I mean, it's really tough to save a drowning person if you too are drowning. So today, I'm going to share with you three possible solutions to saving yourself from the financial ruin that awaits 95% of the population. And what's so sad is that 95% will not know what hit them until the age of 65, until it's too late. You see, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, today's 65-year-olds are either dead or dead broke. That's my interpretation of the statistics. They are either dead or they are dead broke. And a rapidly growing population is working well into their 70s. And even more tragically, many who have retired, those who thought they had enough to retire, are being forced to go back to work in their 70s. I don't want that to be you. And the great news is, it doesn't have to be. It's not that difficult to change course. And it begins with the change in mindset. And that mindset being from one of an accumulation mindset, that work, 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 save, save, save mindset, to that of a residual mindset. Or in other words, shift your focus from working for money, exchanging time for dollars, to that of building or creating a system that works for your money for you. And do it in a way that generates an income for you, whether you go to work for your money or not. How does that sound? I mean, that's a completely different mindset when you get up out of bed in the morning. Am I going to work to exchange for dollars, or am I going to go create something that's going to create those dollars for me? You see, recently, I purchased a book called The Millionaire Messenger. It's written by a guy named Brendan Burchard. Really fascinating guy. He was a guy that purchased a Tony Robbins program off the TV. I mean, that's very much how I got started. And he went through and he became a student of Tony's, and now he's a mentor of Tony's. Pretty fascinating story. So a fellow podcaster and friend and author told me about this book and recommended that I read it as it applies specifically to the industry of which I'm in. And that is to be an industry of which I didn't really realize that I was in, but he saw it from the outside looking in. And what this did is it brought extreme awareness to what I do, how I do it, and where I could be headed or not. And although this book's message, it applies to me specifically and others in my industry, and that industry, by the way, being that industry of, I guess, for lack of a better word, the industry of gurus. After reading the book, I recognized how this book's message could apply to anybody. And for somebody finding themselves in the middle of a do-over in life right now, I think there's a brilliant possibility and opportunity here, and one that deserves an open mind and serious consideration. So I'm going to ask you just to listen from this point forward with an open mind and just consider it, okay? We've talked about this pair of sunglasses in the past, right? We're going to try on this pair of sunglasses. We're going to look in the mirror, and if we like the way we look, we're going to keep them. And if we don't like the way it looks, we're going to put them back on the rack and we're going to try on another pair, okay? That's what I mean by consideration. Just consider. You see, the book, it builds three central arguments. First, your life story, your knowledge, and your message, what you know from experience and what you have to share with the world, they have greater importance and market value than you probably ever dreamed. Second, you are here to make a difference in this world. And the best way to do that is to use your knowledge and experience on any topic in any industry, it doesn't matter, to help others succeed, to help others in their lives, to help others deal with their trials and their tribulations, possibly helping others do over themselves. You see, none of us are going to be here long enough to experience them all ourselves. And your unique knowledge and your unique experience is of great benefit and help to people. You are not the first to experience what you're experiencing right now, and you will not be the last. And the third argument is that you can get paid for sharing your advice, but you can get paid for your how-to information. You can get paid for your experience. And in the process, you can build a very lucrative business and a profoundly meaningful life. Now, if any of this sounds unbelievable, especially the part about you getting paid for sharing what might essentially be your message with the world, it is simply because you have been unaware of the fairly unknown and previously secretive industry that exists all around us. What I thought of as the guru industry, the author calls it the expert industry, which I think has a much nicer ring to it. Now, the expert industry, it's a caring community of people who share their advice and knowledge with the world, and they get paid for it. These are the people you see on television, the people you see online, the people you listen to on podcasts, sharing advice on how to improve your life or grow your business. And here's one part that you really want to get, that you really want to understand. They are just average, ordinary people who have merely packaged their successes. They've packaged their research, and they've packaged their life stories into advice for others. And they have become experts on their given topic, whether it is how to be a better parent, how to speak a foreign language, how to strengthen your spirituality, how to start a business, how to garden, how to sew, bake, or crochet, how to succeed at work, how to live with more passion, or even how to do over, or any other topic that you can possibly think of. These experts, they've created products and programs for sale to the public. And again, they're just average people who have packaged their life experience. They have articles, they have websites, they have books, they have audio programs, they have DVDs, they have home study courses, they've got online videos and more, all of which are extremely easy and cheap to create and sell, thanks to the internet. And in many cases, they've become well-known or famous simply for sharing advice and their how-to content, and they have made millions of dollars doing it. In effect, they have monetized their message, and they get paid more than you could ever fathom. And yes, you know the big names. You know the names like the Tony Robbins of the world, the Deepak Chopras, the Susie Ormans, the Martha Stewarts. But there are so many that you have not heard of. and might not ever hear of. You might not ever have a need for their assistance. They are making millions. They are millionaire messengers, the entrepreneurial experts of the information age. The industrial age, it's over, by the way. The industrial age, it's over. And you've got to shift your mindset. The way that our parents, the way that our grandparents and their parents made a living or created what their wealth for that matter, it's changed. Becoming less and less effective, if it's even effective at all anymore. I mean, the world's statistics are proving it. We are no longer in that industrial age. We are in the information age. And people love information. People love to consume information. People love to buy that information to consume it. And each and every one of you listening to my voice right now is loaded with information, is loaded with experience, is loaded with the type of information and experience that someone else or many others would be willing to pay you for. You just need to learn how to put it all together, how to package it, and how to deliver it. And this book, The Millionaire Messenger, in specific detail, shows you exactly how to do that. It lays out a step-by-step plan of which anyone, and I truly believe anyone, yes, and even you, can follow to create $1 million in 1 year. How's that for get rich quick? $1 million in 1 year. You see, once you walk through the plan, you will see in clear detail of how $1 million is not that difficult to make in today's information age, in today's internet age. And what I like so much about the book and its message is that you don't need to learn anything new other than how to package and market what you already know. I mean, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, from what country you were born, from what heritage you're from, you have experience and information that is valuable. Information and experience that you yourself have learned, and information and experience that you yourself have learned from, of which means others can learn from it too. So that's number one today. If any of this is resonating with you, even if only your curiosity is piqued, go out and pick up the book Millionaire Messenger. I mean, the few minutes that I've discussed it has not and will not do the book and its contents any sort of justice. And by the way, I'm not affiliated with, connected to, nor do I even know the author, Brendan Burchard. In fact, I tried to contact him, unfortunately to no avail, to interview him on the show. I mean, that's just how great of a message I think he has, especially for people doing over in life, for people that have no clue as to what to do, how to do it, know where to start, or don't have the money to begin, or don't have the time, or are just feeling beat up by life and deflated. But because you have been beat up, because life has given you a few punches, and because you have learned tough lessons, and because you are in a place of where you have to do over, I mean, you are precisely the person that can benefit from this book and can realistically turn your life around. So that's my first recommendation. That's The Millionaire Messenger, the book. Go get it. That's one way of how you can become a millionaire and become a millionaire fast. It's a simple one-year plan, and you know what? Even if you didn't accomplish it in 1 year, would it be so bad if it happened in 2 years or 3 years? Probably not. Now, for my second recommendation today of how to become a millionaire, you know, someone a few years back shared with me that the wealthiest people focus on one thing. They get really good at it, and then they derive multiple ways of generating revenue from it. They create multiple streams of income from what they know. And coincidentally, this next suggestion, although does not have to be directly related to my first recommendation today, The Millionaire Messenger, it can be a force multiplier to the information found within that book's message and ideas. Or, you know, it can be a path to your million in and of itself. You get to choose. That's what's great about this world. You get to choose. And to what I'm speaking of is the internet and internet business specifically. The internet is the most powerful business tool in the history of mankind. It can help you make money. It can help you save money. It can help you network. It can help you communicate easily and quickly. I mean, it can just make your life easier. Oftentimes, without the need for any sort of startup capital or really any money at all, there are so many free resources on the internet. It's mind-blowing. It literally levels the playing field so individuals just like you entrepreneurs just like you, maybe, or burgeoning entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs and small companies can compete with large multinational corporations and actually win. Nothing like that has ever existed before. We are so blessed to be living in the era that we're living in. Now, should you decide to take me up on my first recommendation and read and apply the ideas, the concepts, and the million-dollar game plan outlined in The Millionaire Messenger, you will have placed yourself on track to creating a vehicle that will work for your money for you. Meaning, first, you'll be working for your money. Don't get me wrong there. I don't want to mislead anybody. You will be working for your money by compiling your information and packaging your information. And once packaged, though, you never have to do it again. You just have to do it once. You just got to build it. It's done. What you created will now work for your money for you. Now all there is to do is to put it to work, to distribute and sell that information. Now, you've got a choice. You can revert to the old accumulation mindset and hit the road and hit the phones and make the cold calls to sell your information, or you can set up an automated sales system to sell it for you. Now, when I mentioned the internet being the most powerful business tool in the history of mankind, it is because the automated sales system for your information is right there. It's there waiting for you. It's readily available to each and every one of you listening to me right now. And it can be launched and operated truly on a shoestring budget. And once created, it can run with or without your participation. Now, like I said, it's going to take some effort up front. It's going to take some long hours as well. God knows I've put in the hours. But once you've done it, it's done. This is very much where the idea of the 4-hour work week comes from. I mean, once the hard work is done, once the hard setup work is behind you, maybe it will only take you 4 to 6 hours a week to maintain it. Maybe less, maybe a little more. But either way, that's working smart. That's working from that residual mindset. I mean, first, you got to work hard for a while. It doesn't come easy. You do have to work. Realistically, maybe a couple years or so. And very quickly, through the internet, you can quickly wean yourself off from the day-to-day duties of creating your automated business to just a few hours a week to maintaining your automated business. Now that, to me, that's get rich quick. Not overnight and not easily, but compared to the 40 to 50 year plan 99% of the population is on, it's very quick. Here, you can look at it this way. The next few years, they're going to pass whether you decide to take me up on this advice and throw the switch on your mindset or not. The question is, where do you want to be once those years do pass? Because they're going to pass. What do you want to be doing during those few years? Do you want to be working for someone else, helping them develop their automated business? Or do you want to spend those few years developing your automated business? Now, over the last year or so, I've been listening to several podcasts on the subject of internet business, and I've read even more books on the subject. Six-figure Second Income was my favorite, by the way. But the one resource of which I wish I had found first is an online step-by-step, and I mean step-by-step, you can't mess it up type system. I mean, I wish I had found it first because it paid for itself in the very first month, and it did it really quickly, much to my surprise, after I'd read so much other material and listened to so many other people. But it paid for itself in the very first month, and in the second month, I was already in the black. You know, with all of the crazy offers, schemes, and ideas online, I mean, this one actually delivered. It's very affordable. I think I paid around $600 for a lifetime membership, and I made my money back in the first month. But you know what? I believe it's even half price now since I purchased it. And even if half price, even if that's too expensive, I think $300, $279, I think that's the magic price these days, $279. I mean, even if that's too expensive, they do have an extremely low and affordable monthly plan. And I mean, you can quit after a month if it didn't meet up to your expectations. And if that's of interest to you, you can go check it out. You can go do what I did. And you can find it at internetbusinessfromatoz.com. Internetbusinessfromatoz.com. It's pretty much just what it says. It's everything about internet business from A to Z. That's the name. And they've got a little video there that will tell you all about it. The owners now, Jay and Sterling, they have agreed to come on the Your Do-Over show, but they're pretty busy, so we don't have anything written in the calendar yet. but I'll get them on, as they've certainly helped me add an additional stream of income to my life, and I'd like to thank them for it and introduce them to you all the while, okay? So that's at internetbusinessfromatoz.com. And even if you don't want to take on the expert idea I proposed earlier, I mean, these two would be exceptionally powerful if used together. What Jay and Sterling teach at internetbusinessfromatoz.com is a path to becoming a millionaire in and of itself. Their system over there, it has my blessing. Now, maybe the idea of becoming a millionaire in the expert industry sounds good to you. Maybe becoming a millionaire by creating an online internet business sounds good to you. Or maybe both. Or maybe a combination of the two and have them working hand in hand. And by no means are these the only ways to become a millionaire in the information age, but they are the easiest and most affordable ways that I currently know. And perhaps even most importantly, they are examples of two vehicles that can be used to incorporate your new mindset, that residual business mindset, that residual income business mindset, as opposed to that old and that tired and that prehistoric accumulation mindset. You know, and if neither of these resonate with you, that's okay. There's other ways to do it. But hopefully, at least the wheels are turning and new ideas have been inspired on how you can create residual income for yourself. That's the intent. Nonetheless, though, most likely what you're currently doing, it's not working, or it's not working as well as you'd like. So don't take too long in the thinking process of what to do differently. Because if you want to get a different result, you will have to do something different. So think about it. Do some research and then decide. Commit to that decision and then take action. The Millionaire Messenger book, it's a short book, a very quick read. Start there. Then internetbusinessfromatoz.com. It's a quick 20-minute video. It'll give you all the information that you need to make an educated decision about whether that's for you or not. So check that out too. I mean, you could probably do both in a weekend. I mean, 2 days for the rest of your life, I think, is a good investment. I mean, most people spend weeks to plan their summer vacation. Why not invest a weekend for the rest of your life? Okay, so my third option, there's more. My third option for you to becoming a millionaire. Now, it might take a little longer, up to 10 years. I doubt longer than that, though. And depending on your resources and motivation, it could happen much faster. But for the most part, count on a decade. And also, you'll probably take comfort in knowing that it will take minimal effort on your part as well. And what that third option is you can check out my friend Chris Krohn's company, REIC Global. I mean, you might remember Chris. He was a guest on our show a while back. And if you don't remember, what Chris's company does is his company shows people how to build a real estate portfolio in their spare time so they can sleep better at night and they don't have to worry about the economy regardless of what it does. I mean, he's a self-proclaimed financial liberator. And since that episode, I've gotten more involved with Chris's company. We've become friends. We're becoming really good friends, actually. We've become business partners in many respects. And he's really making a difference with the free game plan he gives away. I know because Chris, he has shared with me that some of you listening to me right now took Chris up on his offer to get your own free game plan. And many of you that got your free game plan actually decided to become members of Chris's company. And that makes me feel really good that I've led some of you to something that actually solved something in your life. And I've gotten to meet several of you through Chris. I mean, I think that's kind of funny that I got to meet people that listen to this show through Chris's company. And I know there's still many more of you out there that have become members that I haven't met yet, but I'm going to meet you. I promise. I'm committed to meeting each and every one of you. And if you didn't listen to that episode of where Chris came on the show, you might want to go back and check it out. Let me look it up real quick. It's episode 36. And Chris, he shares some very insightful information around money that it's changing people's lives. And the game plan that he gives away will show you how you can create, this is so cool, how you can create a seven-figure equity position. Seven figures, that's $1 million, by the way. The game plan will help you create a net worth of seven figures, at least $1 million, and a six-figure annual passive income. And how to do that in 10 years or less from a dead stop. I mean, maybe you've got some more resources where you can make that happen quicker, but for anyone, he can make it happen in 10 years or less. I mean, that's really what's so cool about Chris's game plan is he has seven different plans or categories of people or buckets, as he calls them. Seven different buckets of which he can place any of you into. For example, maybe you have limited funds at hand, but you've got this old 401k from an old job that you don't know what to do with. Or maybe you have limited funds, but you've been working for 20 years at the same job, and somehow you've managed to survive the financial crisis with your credit still intact. Or maybe you've got a good chunk of money and you're terrified to invest it yourself, but don't necessarily want to turn over control to someone else either. Or maybe you've lost everything. You have nothing, and you don't even know where to begin. You are in the middle at your do-over. You might be at the very bottom of your do-over. Or maybe you just graduated from college. You've got minimal resources. I mean, you haven't had a chance to lose anything yet, and you want to get started in life right. It doesn't matter what your background or your situation, Chris has a plan for you. Now, I got my plan. I became a member, and I know my worst case scenario. If my real estate business, if it tanks, if my expert business tanks, if my internet business tanks, I know my worst case scenario is that I will have a seven-figure equity position and a six-figure annual passive income at the end of 10 years. And most of you know my story. I mean, I had to do over at age 34. I lost everything. Bagged groceries for about 6 months. I didn't have a plan B, thankfully. And I mean, and by the grace of God, I figured it out. Now, I just turned 42. I just had my first child. And heaven forbid, I mean, if I had to start over again today, I don't know what I'd do. Thankfully, everything is going well for me right now. Let me knock on the wood there. But hey, so was the music business in my late 20s, early 30s. I mean, things were going good. I didn't think anything was going to stop me then either. The point is, we don't know what lies around the corner for us. And sadly, many of us have to experience the unexpected once or twice before we actually take that idea seriously. Now, however, I'm happy to say, and I take great comfort in knowing that I have a plan B with the game plan Chris gave me and working with his company. I mean, maybe it can be your plan B also. Maybe it can be your plan A. Either way, you don't have to make that decision right now. Just take that first step. Get your game plan. Let Chris and his team of professionals uncover all of the options you have. And I guarantee you, you all have more options than you're aware. So let Chris and his team of professionals show you your options. That's all that they're going to do, show you your options. In fact, you know, I think I'll have Chris back on the show in the very near future to share with you some more. He's so much better at it than I am. I mean, I suppose he should be though, right? It's his company after all. But in the meantime, go get your free game plan, and you can get it at getyourgameplan.com. Getyourgameplan.com. And I know some of you already have from that last episode. Many of you followed through and decided to become members. They have their game plan. They know where they're headed. They're headed toward millionaire status. And I have my game plan. I know where I'm headed. I know what my worst case scenario is. My worst case scenario is millionaire status. Now it's up to you to get your game plan. And you can get it at getyourgameplan.com. Getyourgameplan.com, and it's free. No excuses, okay? So that's the third way of how to become a millionaire. I'm embracing all of them in my life right now. And I'm anticipating 2012 to be my best year ever financially. And 2011 wasn't too shabby, but 2012 is going to be even better. I want yours to be better too. I want yours to be the best also. I wanted to share these with you just in case any of them might be a good fit for your life. If something else should come up that I think will make a difference for you, I'll be sure to share that with you as well. So let's wrap it up today of how to become a millionaire and become a millionaire quickly. One, check out Brendon Burchard's book, Millionaire Messenger. Just go to Amazon.com and type Millionaire Messenger in the search window. It should come up. Or you can go to the show notes of this episode, episode 43, and I'll have a link there for you as well. Two, check out the 20-minute video. I think it's about 20 minutes. Don't quote me on that. It's short, though. At internetbusinessfromatoz.com. internetbusinessfromatoz.com, and see if an internet business makes sense for you. And then three, go get your free game plan at getyourgameplan.com. There's a lot of comfort and clarity around your future, and that's what the game plan will give you. Maybe you'll take the next step, maybe not, but at the very least, you'll leave with some clarity and understand your options, and you all have options. I mean, sometimes we just need a little help from someone else who's been there to point them out to us. Okay, that's it for today. God loves you, and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Doover Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Doover Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dooverguru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.